Here's the entertainment news, and here's Chris Demme's chance to do his Don Henley impression.
Oh.
They interviewed Henley on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday.
Oh.
And he said he thinks this is it for the Eagles when they finish their Sphere residency in Las Vegas.
This year?
This will be it for them. And this is, well, you can.
This is the real Don Henley?
This is the real Don Henley saying that.
You know, I think this year will probably be it. I've said things like that before, but I feel like we're getting toward the end. And that will be fine, too.
You think 2026 will be the end of the Eagles?
Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
He's fine with it.
Didn't sound firm. But we had Joe Walsh missed a show, which he's never done last week.
Yeah, flu. Yeah. That's right. And so Henley says he thinks it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's always been one that would come back for, you know, the dollar signs when they get big enough.
Yeah.
They have. He's right. They've called it quits before.
Yeah. You know,
and then he's come back. Is there anything you can say as Don Henley? I don't know.
I mean, if I was in Vegas, which I am, I would now put money on Eagles breaking up forever.
I was ready to call it. I was ready to say, that's it. Flat line on the Eagles. It's over.
See, I was going to say that he says that, but then enough money comes being tossed at him from the Sphere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you don't have, I don't know where he lives, where his permanent residence is, Texas, California, Colorado.
Yeah.
It's an easy commute to Nevada.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Well, somebody said they saw the Eagles at the Sphere, and it was an amazing thing. Yeah.
Our buddy Eric.
Yeah, that's right.
He said he wept openly. Multiple times during the Eagles show.
Multiple times.
God, he's weaker than I am. That's saying something now. I will weep openly at any time. And yes, that's right. He said he wept openly at the Eagles show, at the Sphere. You know, Eric, he used to be on TV.
I know.
Locally on television here. My son, he was at the Super Bowl party last night, as was my son and daughter.
Oh, your son came into town.
He did.
Oh, good.
I saw the Tennessee decal in the driveway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, you know, you were saying you were sitting in the Walmart parking lot and you saw all those teenagers and it was the pinnacle of their lives.
Yeah.
And they don't know it. My son and daughter, I think they saw the same last night. They were just looking at us, all of us 50-somethings and 60-somethings, sitting around like, when can you retire? I don't know, 8 more years. So I'm going to do the best I can.
Every time somebody stands up, they go, ugh. Yeah. Sorry.
Anybody need anything?
Yeah.
Anybody need anything?
Which was your bathroom? I had too many of the meatballs.
Yeah, that's right. With my prostate issue, I've got to go to the bathroom right now.
Pass me the M&Ms with the spoon in them.
Please don't use your hands on
them. Please don't use your hands.
Yeah.
It's common bowl here.
Yeah, that is a good party to see a glimpse at.
Yeah, my daughter had some friends over too. So the age range was like 17 to 22. And then, of course, all of the rest of us.
I saw your daughter, I think, for about 7.5 seconds.
That's about right.
And your wife said, it's like seeing a Yeti.
She's like a meerkat.
You just don't ever see
that. No, you don't. You're like, what? Where does she?
Like a snow leopard.
Yep.
She appears for some nuggets and leaves.
That's right.
I saw her friends.
Yep.
I saw quite a few of her friends.
Yeah, they come around. Not her.
They mingled. They would go in and out. They get food. They get drinks.
Yeah. And I was like, where's Catherine? Oh, she's upstairs. She refuses. She won't. She doesn't come
down. She had her own wing.
That's right.
Of the house.
Exactly right. She will not come down.
But your boy was, it was good to see him.
Yeah, yeah. We
had a nice little quick conversation.
Yeah, to witness that. But
in his Broncos gear, Biggie.
He was.
Okay.
But my son said, he goes, did you know that guy that was on TV was here? And I said, yeah. And there's like, how do you know him? My God, that.
He comes every year.
Said, he's been here every single
year. Well, he says he does.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, like that guy was on TV. I got a selfie with him.
Yeah, I know. It's big. Your dad's on the radio every day.
Yeah, yeah. I did. I said, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.